Nick Ferguson's MRI exam revealed grim news that ended his 2006 season.
Nick Ferguson had surgery this morning. He had a medial meniscus tear. It'll be about 3 months recovery time, and obviously quite disappointed. I talked to him yesterday, but he's hanging in there. He was really hoping he could play with it, but doctors said that there's no way. It was almost completely torn, so he'll be out for the rest of the season.
Amazingly, Ferguson managed to play most of Sunday's game with the injury, incurring it on his first quarter interception.
That's how long he played.
I didn't know that.
Wow. How tough a guy he is.
Wow.
Okay, so, yeah. Okay, so, I mean, this is, you're talking about a bulldog now.
Yeah.
Ferguson, yeah, you're talking about a man.
The fact that he finished the game says a lot about the type of play he is, and we're all proud of him and hope to get him back for next season.
So for the second time in 3 weeks, the Broncos must adjust to life without a safety. Sam Brandon tore an ACL 2 weeks ago at Pittsburgh, and now Pro Bowler John Lynch finds himself among a group that has potential, but not experience. The Broncos signed former Cardinals safety Quentin Harris to take the roster spot, but it appears that the onus of replacing Ferguson will fall on Kerome Cox.
I have no reservations.
Yeah.
None.
Kerome's going to be the guy.
He started for us.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's played for us. It ain't like, hey, we're putting a raw butt rookie in there. Okay. He's played for us, so we have complete faith.
Yeah.
There's no deal, and that's no B.
Right.
Okay. It's just how we feel.
We have people like Kerome who steps up, made some big plays on Sunday, and I'm sure he'll do fine.
We're very sorry that Nick, because we love him. I do.
Right.
And I'm sorry that they got nicked up. But we got to go forward, and we're blessed, you know, to have that depth, you know. And Cox has played for us, started for us, and performed well for us. So we don't have any reservation.
Cox's start came last year, and he also played substantially in Week 9 at Pittsburgh, logging a fumble recovery and an interception.
I'm looking forward to the opportunity because the opportunity to go out and help the team. Past that, you know, it's a chance for me to play, but, you know, you don't want to see, especially Nick, and being close eyeing with Nick. It's unfortunate for him, but hopefully, you know, it's a fortune for me.
For the converted former cornerback, it's a chance to show what he's learned in 2 years.
It may have been hard for some guys, but with a group of guys like John, Nick, Champ, they're always in the air, and the coaching staff we have, they've always helped me through it, and, you know, you continue to get better. So I think the transition has made it a lot easier because of the group of guys I'm around.
Great guy.
Pick
tough guy. Great special teams guy. Competitive guy. We'll be fine.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.